Up came the FF and the BB, the fastest on the line. Running over the Fino Road, 20 minutes behind time. Rushed into Magsuel's headquarters on the line. Awaiting for strict orders and away behind the time. When they got to Hinton, that engineer was there. George Allen was his name, with a bright and golden hair. His foreman was Jack Dixon, standing by his side, awaiting for strict orders, and in his cab did ride. George's mama came to Hinton with a basket on her arm, saying, "Oh, my dearest darling son, be careful how you run. For many a man has lost his life a trying to make lost time. But if you run your engine right, you'll get there just in time. Mama, I know your advice is good, but later I'll take heed. I know my engine is all right, and I know that she can speed. I mean to run her at a speed unknown to all. And when I blow at the stackyard gate, I know they'll hear my call." Poor George, he called to his foreman, "Jack, give me a little more extra steam. I want to run old number four, the fastest ever seen. I want to run her at a speed unknown to all. And when I blow for the Big Bend Tunnel, I know they'll hear my call." So poor Georgie called to his foreman, "Jack, there's a rock ahead I see. And I know that death is waiting, that'll grab both you and me. So from this engine you must leap your darling life to save. I want you to be an engineer when I'm sleeping in my grave." The doctor came to see him, said, "Boy, you must keep still. And if it is God's holy will, it may be you may live. Oh, no, doctor, I'm bound to die. I want to die so free. I want to die on my engine, number 133. Up the road it darted, then around that curve she dashed. Upside down the engine turned, and on the rock it smashed. His head lay on the far box door, while the flames rolled o'er and o'er. I'm glad I was born an engineer, to die on the sea and o'er." Poor Georgie left this world, a Christian man was he. And the last words that he uttered was, "Nearer, my God, to thee."